We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line right now, UB men's head basketball coach Nate Oates. And the UB, a big weekend, winning the MAC tournament, both men and women. And on top of it all, finally learning their seed. It's what a lot of people, Nate, have been waiting all year for, finding out where and when you'll play in the NCAA tournament. When it was all said and done, what do you think?
I mean, it wasn't easy, but it's never easy. It was a lot of fun. I mean, our guys did what they had to do. Different guys stepped up, different games. Jeremy Harris was huge in the championship. And you know, we're excited to be in the NCAA tournament. We got a pretty good seed, the highest seed ever for a MAC team. So, you know, we got a potential matchup with my former boss and Bobby Hurley, and our first day we get to play, Arizona State and St. John's playing a playing game as 11 seeds, and then we play the winner of that. So we won't know who we play for sure until Wednesday night late. So we'll have to prepare for both of them, but we're excited. We play in Tulsa on Friday.
All right. So Nate, who do you prefer to play?
I mean, that's a little bit of a loaded question. I worked. Bobby Hurley gave me my shot in this thing. Like, I was a high school coach in Detroit for 11 years, and Bobby hired me here at Buffalo. So he, personally, I'd like to see him win because I always pull for them. Like, he's a good friend of mine. But then I really don't want to play him either, though. So, you know, there's going to be a part of me that would rather play St. John's, but I've seen Arizona State a lot because I've watched their games. So I don't know. I'm not going to pull for one or the other. If I have to play Coach Hurley, I'll play him. If we have to play St. John's, then we'll play them. We'll be ready to go either way.
I think a lot of people around here in Western New York would like to see that matchup between you and Bobby Hurley. But looking at between now and then, you mentioned you don't know who you're playing. You kind of are stuck in limbo here as far as how to prepare. What would you rather be doing right now? Would you rather not know who you're going to play, have kind of a couple of strange practices, or have to be one of these teams who have to play during the middle of the week and then play UB?
You know what? I think I'd rather be where we're at. Our guys are really good getting locked into scouts, so we're going to have to figure out how we want to do it this time. But, you know, those guys got to play Wednesday night, fly to Tulsa from Dayton, and then play Friday. So they're at a little bit of a disadvantage that way.
When do you guys leave?
We're going to leave tomorrow afternoon. So we're going to get to Tulsa. You know what? I take that back. We don't know for sure. We're waiting to hear back from the NCAA. They send the plane out like a charter flight. So we're waiting to hear if it's going to be tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday morning. One of those two, we'll get out of here and get to Tulsa.
Are you maybe a little relieved? You know, you're playing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd imagine there's not a lot of distraction there for your team in between practices.
You don't think so? You don't think a lot going on in Tulsa?
I don't know. You know, compared to like San Jose, some of these other cities, you know, maybe it's a little more focused for the team.
Maybe we can catch a rodeo when we're down there or something. I don't know. I don't know how interested our guys would be in the rodeo.
Does square dancing ever, like, pay off on the court? You know, you're setting up an offense, setting up a square dance, some similarities there?
Yeah, so some along those lines. We're just hoping to avoid tornadoes. I think there's a lot of tornadoes down there this spring.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you don't play for 4 days, so
weather.
You know, you got to is it hard to keep the team focused or not?
You know what? We got a mature group. We've got 5 seniors. We got 7 guys that all played last year that play a lot. So it's not too hard. I think they'll be all right. They're excited. I mean, ever since we beat Arizona and then lost to Kentucky, we've been looking forward to this for a year now. So I think our guys will be locked in, ready to go come Friday.
Hey, and what do you think about your counterpart over there with the women's team, also MAC champions? I mean, having the school be able to have both teams win that tournament over the weekend, that's got to be a good feeling to share with Coach Jack over there.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, they set the table for us. You know, they won pretty convincingly and, you know, put a little added pressure on. We got a match. So that's the second time in the last 4 years that we've done that. So, you know, we've got both programs headed the right direction. The crowd support, the fan support in Buffalo has been great for both of us.
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible. And they find out where they're playing tonight. Now, were you surprised, Nate, at the showing by fans in Cleveland this weekend? And are you hoping for the same in Tulsa?
I don't know that I would say surprised, but I was actually really happy with it. I mean, it was great. We've been getting really good support all year, but they showed up in Cleveland. It was great. I mean, if you looked up in the stands at the queue, we had way more fans than Bowling Green did. Bowling Green's closer to Cleveland than we are.
Well, it was great to see all that blue in the crowd, and we're hoping that, kind of like last year in the first round, that crowd gets behind you out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as you get ready for a Friday afternoon matchup. Nate, everybody here is pulling for you. Everybody here is can't wait for Friday for tip-off, and we wish you the best in your travel and getting ready for the game.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Nate Oates, UB men's basketball coach. It's a Friday afternoon tip-off. Expecting that to happen at about 4 o'clock or so as UB
Great
takes...
Great timing.
Yeah, perfect time, especially compared to last year. Are you kidding me? Friday at 4, get off of work maybe just a little bit early. Catch UB. They'll be playing either St. John's or Arizona State.
It'll be just... The city will be buzzing Friday afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.